This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 25th of July, 1963. The title of this lecture is Calm Cycles and Auditing. This tape is 73 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
All right. Beautiful sunshiny day here. Cherish it. Go out and make a facsimile of it. This is what? 25 July. What do you know about that? AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. The Auditing Cycle. Once upon a time, there was an auditor. And he knew he could audit. He knew he could audit. But PCs, they just wouldn't PC worth a nickel. And the auditor said, well, I'll have to get out of Scientology because PCs are no good. You'd be surprised how often this line of logic, gets in the road. Most auditors, early on, have a definite idea that there's tremendous variation in PCs. And that PCs, some PCs can be audited and some PCs can't be audited. And that there are good PCs and bad PCs. And all different kinds of PCs. Well, there are worrisome PCs, but just to the degree that you can't get them to get tone arm action. And some PCs are closer to a quiver on the subject of a communication breakdown than others. They're more nervy. Those things are true. But practically no PC can stand up against a good auditing cycle. I'm going on being aberrated for the rest of my days because that makes everybody wrong and makes me right. The difficulty that an auditor gets into is normally found in his own auditing cycle, in his own impatience. His disabilities in this particular line are last detected by himself. In other words, he's really the last to find this out. If an auditor wants to polish up his auditing, I recommend putting a piece of session on a tape, at least a piece of a session, and then listening to that tape back. And not listening to the ramifications or the flubs. Anybody is liable to make a duplicative type flub, you know. Like you've had to change your audit and command. You heard me make one the other day on that tape. Had to change the command because I was getting so much bang out of mainly that I had to put mostly. And then I was grooved into saying mainly. And my concentration, of course, was for the PC, and I was slipping up. And I was occasionally saying mainly again when I was trying to say mostly. Well, you're liable to pick on that kind of thing as being a very important error. Actually, it isn't very important. What's important is, did you complete your auditing cycle? See, it really isn't how gracefully you completed it, but did you complete it? There are two communication cycles that make up the auditing cycles, and those are cause, distance, effect with the auditor causing the PC at effect, and cause, distance, effect with the PC at cause and the auditor at effect. Those are completely distinct, one from the other. Now, the only place they impinge on each other at all, and this is the only thing that connects them and makes an auditing cycle, is the fact that the auditor, on his cycle, has calculatingly re-stimulated something in the PC, which is then discharged by the PC's auditing cycle. So you see, you've kind of got a V lying on its side. You see, you've got the upper V here is with the auditor at the top of the wing, you see. He's cause, distance, effect. And here at the point of the V, you customarily think of that as just one turn. Actually, there's a complication right there. It's what the auditor has said has caused a restimulation at that point, and then the PC is honor-bound to start an auditing cycle to get rid of the restimulation. You see that? And that is the game that is being played in an auditing cycle, and that's the entirety of the game. There's nothing else esoteric about it at all. Don't think otherwise than that the auditor is restimulating the PC. Now, some auditing breaks down because the auditor is unwilling to restimulate the PC. Now, you'll see this on a gross level when somebody said, I had to stop auditing him because the somatics were so great. You see, I've actually heard somebody say that. Seriously. I think to myself, the poor PC, man. At that point of the V, where those two come together, and where effect turns into cause, where the PC is there, at that point, you have a restimulation, and then the necessity of answering the question to get rid of the restimulation. Now, if the PC doesn't answer the question, the PC does not get rid of the restimulation. If he alterizes at that point, then every restimulation is going to become an alteriz. And all PCs who are having any trouble alteriz at that point of the V. Here, I'll draw you a picture. Here is your V. And this is cause, and this is distance, and this is effect. Now, here's your auditor, see? Here's the PC. Now, at this point here is where you get your restimulation factor. And this point is again now cause, distance, effect. See? So we get cause, distance, effect. See? And that's what an auditing cycle in actual fact looks like. Now, there's some little inner cycles. There's some little inner cycles that throw you off and make you think that there's some other things to the auditing cycle. And these little inner cycles are when you get cause, distance, effect, and he has answered the question, the auditor then says, thank you. Well, actually, that's a shadow. And this now starts the shadow back. You see? You understand? See, there's a little extra communication cycle on here. It's an extra cycle. See? And you have this. It's the acknowledgement cycle. So you have here an ACK. And, of course, that goes this way, you understand, and is received over here, and that's all there is to it. That's a little fade-out, don't you see? Well, I very often berate you for being not perceptive and not auditing the PC and not seeing what's happening to the PC or what's going on there, don't you see? So I get this kind of an action here. There is another one of these little shadow cycles. The PC has received the auditing command. And that is such a tiny cause that nearly all auditors who are having any trouble finding out what's going on with the PC are missing that one. You say, do birds fly? And then you fail to perceive that the PC received the auditing command. That's because he doesn't say anything. See, here's your main cycle. Cause, distance, effect. Do birds fly? See? And the PC says, no. Well, actually, there's another cause in here. There's another little tiny one. And it's right here, and it's a little c, see? And you're missing that one, where you're not perceiving the PC. Does he receive it? You say, do birds fly? That's all a cause that is emanated at this point by the PC. He just... That would be exaggerating it. But you can tell by looking at him that he didn't understand what you'd said. Or that he was doing something peculiar with the command he was receiving. See? Doing something peculiar with his command. Well, it's actually whatever that message is that is in response here, whatever message that is, does ride on this line. And an auditor who isn't watching the PC at all then never notices a PC who isn't receiving or understanding the auditing command. And all of a sudden, somewhere along the line, there's an ARC break, and then we do assessments, and then we patch up the session, and all kinds of things go wrong. Well, they actually needn't ever gone wrong in the first place. What is the PC doing? Completely aside from answering. Well, that what he is doing is this other little sub cause, distance, effect, line. So a complete auditing cycle consists of no less than six communication cycles if you really want to get it down to the last ramifications. But the important ones are four. You've got four communication cycles. Well, where are the other two? Where's the other two? They're so tiny that you wouldn't really notice them, but they are there. Cause, distance, effect of is the PC ready to receive an auditing command? Is he ready to receive an auditing command? He's going, Well, that action is actually PC causing, isn't it? And it has to ride up the line across distance and received at the auditor. And the auditor perceives that the PC is doing something else. You say that's not very important. You see. But it is. It is. You find auditors goof that one very often. And the PC's gone. And the auditor says, he's nulling, let us say. And he says, catfish, cat fur, and so on. The PC's going like this, you see. See, he's not noticed this first one. That causes this kind of trouble. You've got the item fur on a list that you're nulling. And you hit the item fur, and it goes through actually a complete auditing cycle, one way or the other, because you very often say thank you after you've done so. It's a very jammed up auditing cycle, but it's there, you see. And then you go on to catfish on the next one without performing this top cycle. Is the PC ready to have catfish read to him? No, he's hung up on fur. And the only time you ever get into real catastrophe is when the PC is really hung up on fur. God, when you said fur, the PC went, dong. And there he is, see? What's happened? Where is it? What happened? See? You ever have that happen to you? Somebody goes over a line, bong, it goes. And the next thing you know, in the far off distance, you hear, catfish, cat whiskers. You say, what's that? Where's this? Who's what? If this one becomes terribly important when you run into a situation like that, you don't really pay too much attention to it. But it exists. Got it? It exists. And there's another one down here. There's another little one down here. PC received the acknowledgement. And sometimes you violate that sixth one. You say, thank you. And the PC goes like this. Or that you say, thank you, and the PC. If you were to do an end of old-time model session, end of session midroots at that point, you'd find out the PC asked you why you never acknowledged him. You have been acknowledging him, but you've never seen that he didn't receive the acknowledgement, don't you think? That perception has another little tiny one in it, is has the PC said everything? But that actually comes on this line here. Has the PC answered everything? And it becomes, the auditor is watching the PC. And the auditor sees that the PC has not said all he was going to say. Sometimes get in trouble with PCs that way. PC says, it was sometime in the later days of the Roman Empire. You know he's going to say something else. Well, this one isn't complete. So everything it caused hasn't moved down the line here to you, effect. And you haven't perceived all of the effect. So you go into the acknowledgement one before this line has completed itself, don't you see? Well, it was in the early days of the Roman Empire. Thank you. Now we will... You've seen that happen. That's chopping a PC's comm. They didn't let this line to its complete end. And then this one, the acknowledgement, takes place, and of course it can't go through because this, the fifth communication cycle, is sitting up here on the fourth communication cycle. You say, thank you, and of course you're right back against, and it's an inflowing line, and they jam right there. So there's six. If you really want to break it all down, there are six communication cycles that make up one auditing cycle. Six. Not more than six, unless you start running into trouble. And when you violate that, one of those six, you, of course, are going to get into trouble, in which causes a mishmash of one kind or another. Now, I'll go over these again. I think you would care to have me do that, wouldn't you? All right, up here we have number one, the PC. His emanation at that point is simply his appearance and presence. That's number one. Is he ready to have an auditing command given to him? See, are we all set here for the auditing command? That's number one. That's a communication cycle, consistence of cause, distance, effect. Your next communication cycle on the thing, we had better go into number three, is your auditor's communication straight down to the PC. That is the auditing command, and that you normally consider the communication cycle. Got it? That's what you normally say. Do birds fly? That's cause, distance, effect, received at the PCs. Here. Now, he has to take care of and handle the charge at this point. I'll cover this in a minute. He'll have to handle the charge at this point, which has been re-stimulated by the auditor, and now he originates. Although we use another designation, we use origination otherwise and so forth. He has his answer, which is what you normally call it. His answer, however, is a cause. And that's a cause, a distance, and an effect. You understand? Now, your next one is an acknowledgement by the auditor, which goes over cause, distance, effect, is received by the PC, and this is the perception of whether or not the PC receives the acknowledgement. Got that? If you go over this, work this thing out, you find out that it's a very complicated arrangement. And you can count on anybody studying this promptly and immediately afterwards not being able to audit at all. It's something like taking a golf pro and say, how do you handle your club? But this is your main show. Now, what you've considered ordinarily the auditing cycle has been this first V, which I drew, which is cause, distance, effect, with the PC at effect, the auditor cause, and then at that V, the re-stimulation takes place, and you get cause, distance, effect. Now, I'm not going to go into the rest of the auditing cycle till I show you the center of this thing, okay? There is another communication cycle inside the auditing cycle. Another communication cycle. And that is at the point of the V. Here's your PC. And here's your auditor. And here was your cause, your distance, effect. Here's your cause, your distance, effect. And here was a C, and here was an E. Don't you see? Cause, distance, effect at the PC. That's the auditing command. And then you've got cause, distance, effect, which is the auditing response. Well, we've opened up the point of the V. And here is your little additional one, and that's between the PC and himself. Here, see what this is. Now, this actually can be multiple, and it depends upon the complications of the mind. But because there has been an effect there, that causes a cause. See? Because you have an effect at this point of impact, you get a re-stimulation. Now, that stimulation brings about charge, which then causes the PC to emanate, to get rid of that charge. So you have an internal one here of cause, distance, effect inside the PC's skull. Well, that gives us 7 communication cycles. Now, I said this could be multiple. This is him talking to him, see? And you say, do birds fly? And this causes a picture of birds. He receives the effect of the picture of birds, and he causes a query of the picture. Are they flying? And as a result, the answer comes back of the flapping of the wings, and he says, yes, they're flying. And so, with his thought, he transmits then the causative action to the auditor, now directed at the auditor, yes. You see how that can be multiple. Now, you're listening to the inside of his skull when you're examining that V down there. Now, if you think that the inside of the skull is more important than the rest of the cycles, you're going to be very, very disabused. This happens to be the least important of all of the actions, except when it isn't being done. And, of course, it's the hardest to detect when it isn't being done. It's the hardest to detect. PC says, yes. Well, now, what has the PC said yes to? And you sometimes are insufficiently incurious. You've said, do birds fly? And the PC receives this, and he gets a picture of the dinosaur who is eating, and perceives that dinosaurs eat, and says yes. And carrying out the remaining part of the sentence, it would be, yes, dinosaurs eat. So this is actually what it sounds like to the auditor. Do birds fly? Yes. Thank you. That's what it sounds like to the auditor. That's the big V. Actually, this is what happened. Do birds fly? And the point of the V is haywire. We get a dub in. See? Picture of a dinosaur flies up, because that's safer to look at than birds, for some reason, or more interesting, or different. It's an alter is of some kind or another. It happens on an automaticity. The PC thinks he understands the question now on the basis of, do dinosaurs eat? And says, yes. And the auditor says, thank you. Hey, wait a minute. What's going to happen to this PC? What's going to happen to the PC? And that, in essence, is this internal perception of lying, which I showed you on the other side. This cause, distance, effect, backflash here, and so forth, happens to include, is the PC answering the command I gave him? Question. Now, all of this is very complicated, isn't it? And it's sufficiently complicated that any auditor ought to sit down with a piece of paper and work it all out. And I expect me to tell him. I think that very few auditors ever really inspected that to the degree that it's a multiple cycle. There are 7 or more communication cycles involved in an auditing cycle. Now, it's actually weighty enough that standing up here giving you a lecture on the subject off the cuff, it's very easy to get mixed up on which cycle is which, because it requires a little bit of concentration. You have to actually mock up a complete session. See? Complete auditing cycle. And pick out every communication cycle in the auditing cycle. Now, a communication cycle consists of just cause, distance, effect with intention and duplication. That's all. That's a communication cycle. How many of these are there in one auditing cycle? And that would include every nuance of the auditing session. So you have to answer with how many principal ones are there? Because some auditing cycles could contain a couple of more. The PC says, huh? You see, that's a cause. That goes over distance effect. And the auditor says, do birds fly? He says, I will repeat the auditing question. Do birds fly? And that goes cause, distance effect. But you immediately have added 2 more cycles. And so you've got 9 because there was a flub. See? You got that? So anything unusual that happens in the session adds the number of communication cycles to the auditing cycle. But they're still all part of the auditing cycle. Now we've got repetitive commands as an auditing cycle. And that's doing this same cycle over and over and over. Now, I'll give you some homework here. This is for your own good. You draw out all these communication cycles on a scrap of paper for yourself. Just take a look at all these things, mark up a session, like you do this, and the PC does that, and so forth, and all of a sudden it'll come very straight in your skull how many of these things there are. And you won't have a couple of them jammed up, because actually what's mainly wrong with your auditing cycle is you have confused a couple of communication cycles to such a degree that you don't differentiate that they exist. That's why you sometimes chop a PC who is trying to answer the question. See? You know whether he has answered the question or not. Well, how did you know if he has answered the question or not? By esoterics? New subject matter, esoterics. If you're very skilled at esoterics, you could probably manage it. But there are no esoterics involved. Even if it's telepathy, it's cause, distance, effect. Doesn't matter how that communication took place, you know whether he's answered the auditing command by a communication cycle. I don't care if the distance was zero. It was permeation from same location in space. You were in the PC's head. I don't care how you sensed this. Or if you know that ordinarily this PC is green when he answers an auditing command and he turns pale white this particular time, you realize he's not answered the auditing command. Well, how did you know that? Well, obviously, it's a communication cycle inside the auditing cycle. So I give you a little assignment there. You work that thing out. How many of these things are there? And then expect to drop the mashy and the niblick and hook one into the woods for a day or two. Now, that's perfectly all right to do that. I myself occasionally take apart a piece of auditing and find myself gapping briefly in a session. Because I've been trying to put together a very flexible R2H, because R2H is a very, the way it was originally released, is a very skilled activity. It's too much for me. That's right. It's just too confoundedly skilled. I know you can't do it. It's impossible. It's too prone to error. Good training. Man, if you can do that, you can do anything. I mean it. If you can do that, you can do anything. Well, boy, by the time you've got some PC who's got an insignificant ARC break that doesn't have the punch of an engram or anything like that behind it, and you're trying to date that confounded thing on a meter, it's just smooth as glass, and so forth, you practically have to ARC break the PC again to get the meter to read. Terrific training. But inherent in that process, there are a great many processes which go pretty well south and which will actually practically go one-shot OT. It's masked, however, in the exact mechanics that you're handling. I found out that you have to use 10, a minimum of 10 steps to get the terrific therapeutic result of which it's capable. At least 10 steps. In fact, I got one version of it on the drawing table right now, which I've been working with. I don't know, I think it must have about 18 separate steps. I'm just trying to milk this thing down for maximum tone arm action, minimal error, and maximal ease of auditing. You're doing a training version now. It won't be changed. Go right ahead with it. But this is really putting that process up to make it get its most results. And by the way, there are only 9 levels of assessment in this newest version I'm working out. Just 9 lines. Takes care of the lot. So that's all progress. But I'm running all this on a PC, you get the idea. It's all brand new. And it's impossible to audit the original version of it anyway. And I'm handling something that has 15 steps in it. all of which are strange and different. And the PC has done something incredible in the session that I haven't yet suspected. And boy, you talk about the mashie and the niblick, man. You know, that golf ball goes straight through the trees, hits a tree trunk, chromes off a rock, goes straight up into the sky, and vanishes forever. All right, well, if you're nerdy on the subject of handling the basic tool of auditing, if that's giving you trouble, and if you can get yourself into trouble by suddenly breaking it down and analyzing it, then it should be broken down and analyzed. At the time you're auditing something nice and simple, that's the time it should be broken down. Not until you have three woods in your right hand and four irons in your left hand, and you're going to putt with the heel of your golf shoe. See, I mean, this is not the time to practice this auditing cycle. So you go ahead and break it down. I've given you a general pattern for an auditing cycle. Maybe in working it over, you can find a couple of extra communication cycles in the thing. But they're all there. And if you made somebody go through each one painstakingly and painfully, you would find out where his auditing cycle was jammed up. And it isn't necessarily jammed up on his ability to say, thank you. It may very well be jammed up in another quarter. Got that?
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
Every once in a while we'll get a blowdown phenomenon. When you see that blowdown, I'm talking about a repetitive down, see? You can see that needle go, it just keeps doing it. Your tone arm is drifting lower and lower and lower. You're watching a remote force area blow up. Now, if all this force blew up against the PC's face and the PC's body, you wouldn't have any more body in a rabbit. It's pretty hard to do research on it and keep a body over you. It is, because you make one little mistake here, another mistake there, and chew into a GPM someplace else. The next thing you know, there goes this, and there goes that, and your right ear looks like a pretzel. Anyhow, the point I'm making here is that your force measured through the E-meter is only a part of the force which is blowing off the case, but if any force is blowing off the case, you have an additional movement of the tone arm. So if a tone arm's moving, you're blowing force, and if a tone arm is not moving, you're not blowing force, and that's all you have to know about it. Now, there are several significances that can keep a tone arm from moving, such as wrong time and an ARC brake situation where the PC is out of calm and a few things like this. But we're not now discussing the no-motion tone arm. We're discussing a motion tone arm. Therefore, it is of great interest to an auditor, then, to make that tone arm move. And to make it move all he can make it move. And your most fundamental method of making a tone arm move is not running a process. It is the basic definition of an auditor. A listener. The basic way to let a tone arm get a tone arm move is to listen. And that is the fundamental of auditing. Now, somebody could probably talk for 1,000 years and never say the right things. You wouldn't get any tone arm motion. But similarly, how many PCs talk and get tone arm motion from doing so and are shut up or cut off by the auditor? Oh.
Now, there is an inhibition of blowing clear. The auditor is not then doing his job. An auditor is setting up a barrier to blowing mass. And you'll find out the PC winds up at the end of the session stupider. At the end of session, he can remember less than he could remember at the beginning of session. Why? Well, you've done something with the force. You have moved it out of the bank and dumped it on the Thetan's head. Oh, it'll destimulate. It'll go out of restimulation and all that sort of thing. The basic definition of an auditor is to listen. He's a listener. His basic job is to listen, not to restimulate. All right. Now, we stand around and we say, well, the Markabians are going to get you tomorrow, man. And the size of the Between Lives area screen is 180 feet by 9 feet and so forth. And people sit there and they go, D-d-d-d-d-d. That's doing what? That's charging them up, isn't it? That's charging them up. Well, actually, they talk it over one with another and usually blow the charge. It's not a grave matter. It's not a difficult matter at all. Their knowingness increases, and they feel all right about it, and so forth. Well, we get away with that. Why? Because we can talk to one another about it. That's why. The only method of blowing reactive charge is by a communication line. There is no other method. By a communication line. I think that's very interesting. Here's the auditor. He's supposed to listen. The only way the PC can possibly get rid of the charge is blow it by the communication line. Now, this doesn't mean, oddly enough, that he's blowing it at the auditor. He isn't blowing it at the auditor, but that he can communicate it does cause it to dissipate. And it doesn't hit either the auditor or the PC. The auditor wants to get hit by the charge. He should put up a barrier to prevent it from blowing, and the PC has an ARC break. The next thing you know, the auditor's hit by the charge. You can set up a situation whereby the auditor is hit by the charge, but only if he stops the charge. How do you get rid of charge? Now, get what I just said. How do you get rid of charge? I didn't say how do you handle charge or stimulate charge or anything like that. Just how do you get rid of it? Listen. That's how you get rid of it. Listen. Elementary, my dear Watson. Now, all therapies, since time immemorial, have consisted of listening. One way or the other. He is a sympathetic person, and people tell their troubles to him and very often feel a lot better. Well, all of that is very well, and you can add that up to a short-circuited look at auditing. But remember, this factor entered in. Was the PC or was the patient talking with tone arm action? Oh, that's the difference. Or was the PC just nattering, or was the PC lying? Or something, you let a PC sit there and lie, or a patient sit there and lie for a while, and you're going to have one of the stuckest tone arms you ever wanted to see. So that is the essence of the thing. An auditor is somebody who listens with tone arm action. That's the difference. But remember, the fundamental of all mental activities was listening. Prayer is based on God will hear me. If there's no OTs around, who's going to hear him? Actually, the Lama got so disgusted with this that he put all of his praying on automatic. He puts them on a little wheel. You turn the wheel and it goes brrrr, and 1,000 prayers go up, and he's got that cared for, and I bet you his tone arm didn't move a bit. So an auditor has the job, and auditing consists of re-stimulating a charge. That's the auditing command received by the PC. And then letting the PC blow the charge that is re-stimulated on the return communication line. Simple, isn't it? Try to picture this thing. You needn't take a very accurate copy of this because this is an HCOB, I think, for August. And I'm having it squared around, but I'll draw you this thing. Here's cause, distance, effect. That is a communication cycle. And here is the auditor. And here is the PC. The auditor utters an auditing command. It goes across this distance and hits something. What's it hit? The PC? No. It hits the reactive bank. That accumulated mass of force which the PC is packing around that is always kicking his head in. And we get what is known as re-stimulation. At this point, there we are. We get a re-stim. There's the living lightning. Pow! Goes the auditing command. Here says, recall a snake. Pow! See? Bang! Now, of course, if we're in some kind of a weird situation whereby we're fighting the PC, why, we're not re-stimulating the bank. We're just trying to get the PC to fight us or something like that. We're not having anything to do with auditing. Just forget that. The auditor's address actually is to the reactive bank. And he says, recall a snake. Bow! Now we get a communication line. Bank, distance, effect. And here we have the PC. Satan. And the PC says, hey, what do you know? There is a snake in there. And he goes, cause, distance, effect. And that's the end of that. This line must follow in to take care of the charge re-stimulated in your first line. Cause, distance, effect. That's the auditing command. Bow, there's the charge. He recalls the snake. Boom, it starts to hit the Thetan, and the Thetan recognizes it, knows what it is, and imparts that information on his cause, distance, effect line back to the auditor. And there goes auditing. Your cycle then occurs, and the charge is blown, and you see it reacting on the E-meter as blown. These are not all the communication cycles there are in an auditing cycle, but this isn't, doesn't happen to be a lecture on that. I'm showing the principal action of these basic lines. Now remember that life is always giving him commands that re-stimulates things here at E on the PC. This is our old PTP and other things of that character. If you don't believe that, put in your sense midroods on the PC and see how superior your tone arm action is. Usually get marvelous tone arm action on since midroods unless the PC is protesting and wants to get on with the session. And you get marvelous tone arm action. Well, that's just the restimulated charge that's been slapped at him out of this mucked up bank that he is gratuitously handed in full restimulation with much added force in every between live session he's had with the little boys elsewhere. He's trying to blow that charge. So he comes into session, and he sometimes will sit there and talk to you for quite a while, and the tone arm would just move and move and move and move. He's getting rid of the between sessions charges. Interesting, isn't it? You notice after he's talked for 15, 20 minutes sometime, even somebody who's had a big upset on the thing, you've got in your sense mid-roots, or you haven't gotten in your sense mid-roots, you notice your tone arm action dies down. And then suddenly, mysteriously, the PC is in session. What's happened? You've emptied this reservoir of restimulation which life has handed him, restimulated in him during the session, between sessions, you see. And you've emptied that thing out. Now you want to know why your PC doesn't go into session sometimes. Well, he's got a lot of restimulated charge that is all ready to fall back. Now you've got, is it kinder to audit somebody 1 hour a week or 25 hours a week? Well, of course, there's no comparison because in the 1 hour you can't even get rid of life's restimulative action in this reservoir here at all. So you spend that 1 hour indifferently getting rid of 3 days of the week which you're trying to cover, don't you see? And it's a losing proposition. There's a make-break point in auditing where a person has to be audited enough to get rid of this charge which is being consistently and continually restimulated. Got that? Well, now, this line here, then, this lower line with the PC at cause, answering this question back to the auditor, who in this case is at effect, then that line must have some seniority to the upper line. The auditor, cause, distance, effect, then, is not quite as important as, they're both terribly important, but is not quite as important as the line cause, distance, effect to the PC. In other words, between the seniority of the two lines, both in the same order of magnitude, you find that the PC's line to the auditor is slightly more important than the auditor's line to the PC. And in this line of cause, distance, effect to the PC, in that line and an inspection of that line, you will find all auditing failures. Providing any process at all that we have has been run. In other words, if a case was loused up by auditing, we don't inspect the process run as the first consideration. We inspect the tone arm as the consideration. Because if you got good tone arm motion running that process, then that bottom line, the C distance E of the PC, was in. Now, we've had processes for years. It's true, our processes have to be very neat. They have to be very important. They restimulate the exact amount of charge that then blows the outer bank charge and so forth, and it's all figured out very neatly. And on some PCs, it's almost impossible to get tone arm action, and you have to know what stops tone arm action. You have to know all of these various things. But I'm now just talking about the fundamentals of auditing, and we inspect on a failed case the C-E, the C distance E, of the PC, not the process run. That's the first thing we'd inspect. Was the auditor auditing? Now, anybody could sit there and say, recall a snake, 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 and the PC's over. Well, that's all right. Just don't bother. Recall a snake, recall a snake, and all of a sudden, PC, da-da-da-da-da, you know? He's swamped. All right, what happens in a case like that? Well, this is very, very easy. This restimulation, when the PC puts it on this line, goes bang, straight back at the PC. Got it? When that line goes out, where else can it go? It's only got one place to go, and that's the PC. So whatever you're stimulating the PC comes home on the PC. Unless it is picked up on the reverse communication line. Now the penalties of this, you first see the first symptom of the PC's cause distance effect line. The first symptom of its disappearance is a dirty needle. You can go down any line of auditors who are busy auditing, write down any line of auditors, and watch their meters. You don't even have to listen to them. You just see a dirty needle, bang, this line's out, the auditor isn't listening. The first definition of auditor is missing. PC is saying, well, that's a snake. I was one in a zoo. I think it was a zoo. It was one in a zoo. The auditor said, okay, thank you. Good, good. Thank you. Good. Recall a snake. And PC said, well, yes. Good. Thank you. Got this nonsense? He just backing up all the charge of the process on the PC. I see some of you have seen this happen. What occurs then? Well, frankly, in time, the C with the PC, its cause, distance effect line, in terms of time, the one here from the PC over to the auditor, may take upwards to 100 times as much time in the session as the line C-E from the auditor. Oh, it only took 3 seconds to ask that question, recall a snake. And the PC said, he finally says, was it in a zoo? What you're seeing is identification turning into differentiation. You're seeing force and charge blow off. The PC is inspecting this thing, and its tone arm moves, and it keeps moving. And the PC says, well, he doesn't know. It was a green snake or a blue snake. It was a green snake or a blue snake. And so on. He said, recall a snake, and so forth. Nightmare about a snake. But was that recalling a snake? There was one down at the zoo. Yeah, I got one. Yeah, it was a green snake. Oh, yeah, there was one. Yeah, Houston Zoo. Yeah, got one. Green snake, Houston Zoo. And I was 8. And you will see the cycle of the blowing force on your meter, tone arm, accompany returning knowingness on the part of the PC. And the more you get that thing wobbling, the more positive the PC sounds. You just watch that, because that in itself is a little tiny proof of what I'm saying, is as you get the force off, the PC's knowingness comes back. And you can see it in one cycle. One auditing cycle, the PC says, snake, my God, I've never heard of a snake. What snake? Where? What wallet? Oh, I guess there was. See, where they keep, I guess, why me? I was in a zoo one time. Yeah, there's zoos. Let's see, you know, some zoos, and I must have been in a zoo sometime. Or another. Well, they used to take me to the zoo when I was a little boy. The Snake House. Oh, yeah, I must have been one of the Snake House and so forth. Yeah, I used to be fascinated by some cage in there. Let's see. It was a glass-fronted, they had a green snake in there. Oh, I remember now. Yeah, I was 8. Yeah, bang. He knows. You pull him up all the way through the force that tells him he doesn't know, up to a point where he knows. And you think it winds up with his simply seeing the picture clearly. No, he goes all the way through the picture stage, which I have just given you. You understand? Now, these two lines have names, regardless of what they will be called on your comm cycle, the comm cycles of your auditing cycles. They have numbers on the auditing cycle, but they have nice colloquial names that you can remember very easily. And this is the what's it line. And this is the it's-a line. Now, the what's it line is from the auditor to the PC. And the auditor saying, what's it? He says, recall a snake, you know, what's it? And the PC says, fumble. He's looking for an itza. Itza. Green snake, Houston Zoo. That's the itza. And you'll see the tone arm blow down when he hits it, too. So your tone arm then follows this pattern. Your tone arm follows this pattern. Here is your tone arm here. Two tone arms. And here is, this is already in HCOB August 4. There's your regular tone arm positions. And here is a nice solid arm, and here is a dotted arm. And here's an arrow showing the motion as up from 3 to 4, and that's a what's it. Got that? We haven't quite determined the low tone arm case, but I think they run in reverse. But that's a what's it. That's the upward throw of the tone arm. That's what's it. PC says, see, snake, what? He's saying, what's a, see? And you'll see that tone arm go up. And then he gets a little bit of an itza. And you will see the tone arm go down. Your tone arm dotted at 4, falling to solid at 3. And that's itza. And you, frankly, can monitor PC's tone arm on one question like mad. He has an ARC break with somebody, and he sees that there's some similarity, or he thinks maybe he knows somebody who looked like the person he had an ARC break with. You could just keep, this would be a research test. See, he knows now already that there's some similar incident earlier, that he's got this person associated with somebody he shouldn't have it associated with, got an identification going. And you say, what reminded you? You don't even know who that earlier person is, see? But what reminded you in the person you had the ARC break with? Now, what reminded you of the person in the past? See? What's up? And you see that PC's tone arm go right up. You say, what's up? Tone arm goes up. PC says, figure. Was it his tie, his shirt? It's a tie, shirt. I think it was the way he must have held his head. And you'll get an itza. And go right down. If the thing is the way hell he's had. And you say, was there anything else? What's that? And he'll go right up. It goes right into the what's it. And if he said, well, oh, could have been the way maybe would he stand there, or kind of clothes he was wearing. Must have been the kind of clothes he was wearing. It's a, and down comes the toner. And you actually can sit there as an auditor and control the motion of the toner. You can control it. You can say, what's it? And every time you give him a what's it, you'll see it goes up and make sure he gives you a full it's a, and then feed back in again another fragment of the what's a. See? And up goes the tone arm again, and he gives you the it's a, and down comes the tone arm again. You can just sit there and call your shots. That's a research project. You normally wouldn't handle calm like that. But you'll see it in running almost any process. When you say, what's up? She goes. He says, it's a, and down she comes. You say, what's it? To the PC. And you get the up arm. That charge is restimulated and unresolved. And that high tone arm shows you restimulated but unresolved charge. It's sitting there in the bullpen. It's sitting there in the reservoir. And it's going to hit somebody or something. And the PC plows through this charge. It's been restimulated here. And he puts it over on this line, and he says, it's a. And if he's permitted to give you the it's a line, then the charge channels right down and hit the auditor, just disintegrates. See? And there it goes. Boom. It's gone. You see that? So auditing is a repetitive, the crudest auditing cycle is the what's it, it's a. What's it, it's a. What's it, it's a. And, of course, it doesn't take any time to say, what's it? And sometimes takes quite a while to say, it's a. So, consequently, this line is much more prone to be out than the upper line, than the what's a line. Definition of an auditor? To listen. Now, you're handling a case. If you knew Scientology in the Galactic Confederation at this particular moment, man, they'd practically put you on a throne, see? Cases? Well, boo. You take some of the old route one. You say, all right, be 3 feet back of your doll. All right, be on planet A, planet B, planet A, planet E, planet A, planet B. Got it? Well, you're getting along fine. Planet A, planet B. Good. OT, thank you. Guide say, gosh, you know, that's the track. Provided you listened. Guide says, this is terrific. I feel much better now. I don't see why I have to be pinned in that doll sign. I'm going around getting my sergeant stripes as an OT. The situation would be very different from what you're operating with. The character of the PC you're operating with is operating under an enforced and continuously each life reinforced amnesia. And if the course of the case upward is to knowingness, think of what stands in your road auditing an earth case. And if you were up around in some other locales, it'd be about the same difference as right now auditing an earth case. You would sort of feel odd at how the hell do you audit an ant. You see? Well, it'd be that same gap between an earth case and an ant as a case, more or less a free thetan out there in space who doesn't have your technology, and an earth case. Do you see that? So I can feel for you trying to get wins on the cases you're trying to get wins on, but you should recognize what type of case you're trying to get wins on and should recognize where your line is breaking down. Now, I've never been able to describe this to you as succinctly as this. I myself wasn't making much of this mistake. It didn't call too much to my attention what it is, but it must have been there if the original word which identifies you, auditor, means listen. Must have been there all the time, well understood. Now, what's the course of having that line out? What's the course of it? Here's first, one, dirty needle. Two, stuck TA. Three, Three, A-R-C, break. One, two, three, as inevitable as nonsense from Washington. One, two, three, just like that. If your PC has a dirty needle, a stuck tone arm is incipient on that case. It's liable to happen any minute. Man, you're already three-quarters of the way over the cliff. In fact, the beginning of the piercing, dwindling scream is about to sound. Your ARC break will follow immediately afterwards. Bypass charge. The most fruitful source of bypass charge, then, is the ITSA line. Just it, and that's all. That line. That is the most fruitful source of bypass charge, then. Restimulate an engram. Don't let the PC tell you about it. Restimulate an engram. Don't let the PC tell you about it. Restimulate an engram. Don't let the PC tell you about it. Restimulate an engram. Don't let the PC tell you about it. Restimulate an engram. Don't let the PC tell you about it. If you haven't got an ARC break by that time, PC must have been dead to begin with. Do you see that simply by filling up this reservoir full of charge and then not putting in the ITSA line, not letting the PC tell you all about it, you bypass and charge. This is elementary. That gives you a change in your auditing training program at level W. Level W, we're going to teach an auditor to be an auditor. We're going to teach them to listen before they restimulate anything. Life restimulates quite a bit of charge. The auditor should at least be able to handle that. Level 1, Scientology 1 auditing, will consist then mainly of listening. You see his TA stop moving. You must have seen earlier a DN and not noticed it. So therefore, if you see a DN, you know its TA motion soon is going to cease. May not be the exact next session. May take two sessions for it to really stop. Two sessions of the same kind of treatment. And you know, that's going to wind up in an ARC break. These people who are ARC breaky PCs are not ARC breaky PCs. There is no such thing. They're only auditors who don't listen. It's very simple. It's very elementary. I don't wish to give you too much stress on this, because you're liable to go completely overboard and just sit there and let your PC do nothing but talk. But the only crime that you can commit on letting the PC talk, the only crime you can commit, is that the PC doesn't move his tone arm by talking. PC's talking for a while, and you see the tone arm isn't moving. We could go on letting them talk forever. You're foolish. Because the case is getting no place. And this question will come up. PC's motivatoring, 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 nattering, nattering, nattering. First question that was thrown at me. We had a student here one time that only talked in motivators. Didn't talk English, talk motivators. and the question was asked of me, well, what if we just let that person talk? Well, in the first place, she never would have gotten any TA as a result of all this talk. And the other thing, she was already in an ARC break. You follow that? You don't let people talk when they're in an ARC break. You find what the bypass charge is. Because your ITSA line has already gone so far out that it won't put itself back in. So, you say, when shouldn't you let a PC talk? No TA action, or the PC already in an ARC break. The time to do then is act. And the no TA action, well, let's give them another audit and command or something like that, but that normally isn't what's wrong when you get stuck TA. in that particular fashion. Normally, the PC is, you do an ARC breaks of some kind or another. I recall ARC breaks, and the PC has had an ARC break in present time, having recall with themselves, having called an ARC break in the past. That sort of thing can happen. See? Or they've suddenly bypassed and haven't answered 15 or 20 ARC breaks. They haven't given them to you. They threw them all away, suppressed them. That sort of thing is happening. Something weird has gone on in the session. You suddenly cease to get tone arm action. Now the PC could sit there and talk forever and wouldn't get them out of it. No, it requires the auditor to locate what bypass charge, what has happened. He has two remedies for this. He has the ARC break assessments, and he has these big midroots. He has ways of getting people out of this mess. But that is your basic problem. We're not talking about the ramifications of it. Let the PC talk. And let them talk with tone arm action. And let them talk as long as they want to talk. And let them talk as long as you can get tone arm action by their talking. Where did you get so industrious? If I could sit there for 2.5 hours with the PC telling me all about early track engrams, and it's this way and that way, and I've got a TA that is banging here from 2.5 to 4.25, back and forth and back and forth, I'm afraid I would just sit there. I know some of you said and acknowledge, oh no, I wouldn't shut that off. I just sit there and look intelligent. I wouldn't acknowledge a thing. No interim acknowledgments. Once in a while they look up and they seem brighter about it, so I look brighter and nod. What you want to work so hard for? You realize that we're talking now about case level 2 auditing, because that is case level 2 auditing. All you have to do is let the PC start talking about his backtrack and get tone arm action, never give an auditing, start and end sessions. That'd be all there was to the audit and sessions. See, to get that elementary. Well, of course, it can get that elementary all the way down. But the worse off they are, the more their attention has to be directed, the more particularized the process has to be. The way to bypass charge is not let the PC tell you. Now, there's the basic anatomy of what you're doing. It should make an awful lot of sense. And if you were to teach somebody just to listen, Scientology 1, see? You say, well, you should go listen to people's problems. They'll have some weird little wins. You know, you can teach them to run an e-meter, see? Just let somebody talk to you. Then eventually you find out that there's talk and talk. There's the talk that moves e-meters and the talk that doesn't. By that time, they'd be a pro. Learn to listen, you've got it made. You got this all wrapped up and figured out, and you see it, and you got it taped now? Well, watch those DNs and get that ITSA line in. Thank you very much.
Here you are.